As I turned toward the door, I had the impression he was reaching out his hand toward me. But the whole damn thing was foolish. I was just drunk, and that was my own reflection in the mirror. When I came out, Strauss wanted to put me into a taxi, but I insisted I could get home all right. All I needed was a little fresh air, and I didn't want anyone to come with me. I wanted to walk by myself. I was seeing myself as I really had become. Niemer had said it. I was an arrogant, self-centered bastard. Unlike Charlie, I was incapable of making friends or thinking about other people and their problems. I was interested in myself and myself only. For one long moment in that mirror, I had seen myself through Charlie's eyes, looked down at myself, and saw what I had really become. And I was ashamed. Hours later, I found myself in front of the apartment house and made my way upstairs and through the dimly lit hallway. Passing Faye's room, I could see there was a light on, and I started toward her door. But just as I was about to knock, I heard her giggling and a man's answering laugh. It was too late for that. I let myself into my apartment quietly and stood there for a while in the dark, not daring to move, not daring to turn on the light. Just stood there and felt the whirlpool in my eyes. What has happened to me? Why am I so alone in the world? 4:30 a.m. The solution came to me just as I was dozing off, illuminated. Everything fits together, and I see what I should have known from the beginning. No more sleep. I've got to get back to the lab and test this against the results from the computer. This, finally, is the flaw in the experiment. I've found it. Now, what becomes of me?